I've been waiting a long time for this, you know. I can't keep hiding in your closet or under your bed. I simply do not have it in me. I've been admiring you from afar, and afar isn't good enough anymore. I know you must be asking yourself, what the fuck is going on? And it's good that you ask these type of questions. So here's the long and short. I'm the monster that lives in your closet. And for the sake of being polite, your name? Right, I knew that. Here's what's going to happen, kiddo. We're going to play a game. The game's called, Do I Live Tonight? The I in this case being you. And how do you win this game? By doing what I tell you to do. First things first. Let's remove that blanket. Ah, yes. Absolutely fresh. Those boxers, you can get rid of them too. No? Well, let's see, someone has a fucking death wish tonight. No? Then fucking take off the boxers. That's right. So next you must be thinking, I really want to make it to morning. Good plan. And I promise if you can follow directions like a good little bitch, we'll have absolutely no problems. I want to see you fiddle with that little thing you call a cock. Yep. Put a hand around it and stroke it. Are you fucking pathetic or what? What's wrong? Do my tits not please you? Can I get fucking hard? What a piece of shit little cunt. How about I choke you with my foot, huh? Oh, what's wrong? Can't you breathe? No? Good. Play with your cock while you choke my foot. Ah, yes, that seems to be doing the trick. Look, your sad little prick is starting to grow. Wait, is that as big as it gets? I take it back then. You're a fucking bitch, so I'm going to fuck you like a bitch. Don't fucking touch me, you filthy little fuck! What's wrong? Don't get enough girls, so you have to touch me? Your filthy little hands better not fucking come near me again, or we're going to have a problem. Now, suck my cock. Oh, where did I get it? The nifty thing about being an object of fear is that all the other fears tend to wander into my world. We get plenty of wasp guys who have a fear of big black cock, but you, oh you, you get to taste mine. That's right, take my cock in your pretty little whore mouth and don't even think about arguing. There you go, princess. Take the whole damn thing. Don't be afraid. You won't suffocate. I don't want you dead. Oh, there you go. Just accept it. Get it all nice and sloppy wet. Because, unsurprisingly, it's going in your ass. Didn't see that coming, did you? Get it? I slay myself. Your dirty, slutty hole should be grateful for my presence and this temporary little toy that I have. Fucking beg you, piece of shit, say it. I am not worthy of your cock, Miss Monster. Thank you so much for gracing me with this cock, McMonster. Good begging. He can be taught, ladies and gentlemen. This dog can be taught. Now turn around. Good bitch. Bend that fucking head down before I make you. Do you want to see the sun again? No amount of begging is going to make this stop, so just shut the fuck up. And don't make me gag you, please. I really don't want to go searching for something as superfluous as a fucking ball gag. What's wrong? Afraid of my big black cock? No, you want this. You need this, right, slut? Disgusting little pig. Good, so take this cock in your tight little cum dumpster hole. Oh. God, your screams are so hot. Scream louder. Louder. Your neighbors better believe there's a fucking murder happening here, or there will be. Good. I'm going to pound that slutty little hole until it is a catastrophic Ruin. Oh my god, are you fucking crying? Oh, little bitch, are you actually fucking crying? You know what tears mean, right? More lubrication and more fucking. What was that? Slow down? Oh, you mean speed up, right? No? Yes. I'm gonna go with speed up. I'm going to assume that was fuck me harder, Miss Monster. My tight little asshole wants this so bad. Well, if you insist, I'll fuck you harder. Good God, those screams. Your pathetic little prick is still so hard. Are you gonna come yet? Well, if you want to live to see tomorrow, I suggest you let me know. Let me just fuck you harder to bring you closer. Your tears are absolutely divine. Oh, you're going to come? I think not. Oh, was that your balls? Wait, I missed your ass? Oh, well. Oh, damn it. I missed and hit your balls again. I'm a terrible shot, I guess. Last time. Oh, nope, I just can't do it. I can't seem to hit your ass. Only your balls. I'm not sorry. Does that really turn you on that much? What a fucking little pig. You wanna come? Beg for it, stupid twat. Tell me how unworthy your asshole is of my cock. Tell me who is in charge. I damn well suggest that if you want to come and live, you better start talking. Oh, you have such a lovely voice. So many tears. Your balls are so red. Do they ache? Does your cock ache for release? Does it want inside my pussy? Yes? Oh, well. Isn't it a shame? Here comes the first light. Let me just pull my cock out of your asshole and done. Was that fun? You want to come? No. Get your fucking hands away from your cock or cut it off. Oh, what a good little bitch boy. Oh, what a good little bitch boy. No, you don't get to come. However, watching your face change colors when I choked you, that was marvelous. And watching you cry, oh, that was delicious too. Your cock lacks the impressiveness I always daydreamed. Nightdreamed? Nightdreamed it would have. Ta-ta, lover boy. And remember, always check under your bed and close your closet door.